Hundreds of kids are lined up to board buses to their new school. The meeting place is outside of a car dealership, next to the check-in where many displaced families are staying. These students are headed to Connolly ISD, which offers the 7th through 12th graders classrooms.
You guys looking forward to going to Connolly? Hey.
Well, the Connolly Cadets and the West Trojans are rivals in sports, so you can't blame them for feeling weird about using the new campus. Stacy Lee is watching her son, Aaron, get on. He's a senior and usually drives his own truck to school, but that truck was left outside West's high school and they don't know what shape it's in. Their house is still standing, with shattered windows, but she says Aaron was hit hard by the news.
Because a lot of his friends were affected and a lot of his classmates and teachers and coaches, so he's been quite down about it actually, but today I think he woke up a little better. He knows he'll get to see his friends and go back to school, so.
High schoolers like Aaron will actually have a whole building to themselves, and we're not talking some abandoned warehouse. The facility used to be the Connolly Intermediate Center until it was closed 2 years ago after an expansion. It's been kept up and from the outside looks like any other high school. With the issue of where the students would go resolved, Connolly Superintendent Francis Penland turned to the next challenge, making West kids feel welcome.
Immediately, I thought about what do we want it to look like when they arrive. And I thought about Dr. Hope over in Robinson. He's superintendent there, and they've got a couple of great sign companies over there. So I said, Robinson, your assignment's to get some signs up on these buildings. But I want it there by Monday morning, and he had it done. Furniture.
Penland says over the weekend, hundreds of volunteers worked late into the night painting classrooms black and red, West's school colors, waxing floors, moving in chairs, desks, and trash cans. Donations from neighboring schools and companies are still rolling in. Texas Instruments is here this morning to drop off calculators, and people are carting in textbooks and bunches of ripe bananas.
What we're going to do is to provide as safe a learning environment and secure a learning environment as we can for them. They've got a lot of challenges ahead of them, physical, emotional, but people will take care of them, and we're here for them.
To make the transition as easy as possible, there are dozens of mental health counselors on duty, and no STAR tests or pop quizzes this first week. So for today, at least, the kids of West got a break. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.